Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's a little Texas rock and roll there. Band from Texas, really Justin Frank. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Having more fun than the law allows on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com, and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, is thethirdingredient.com. That's with the number three. Tamar Jacoby is our guest, our good friend, 14-year member of our Brain Trust. She's an expert on many areas. Specifically at this moment, we're talking about her expertise and her wisdom and her reporting on the immigration issues. We're going to change subjects in just a little bit. But right now, Tamar, I want you to give us a little bit of a tour of what you think the impact of immigration is going to have on the midterms.
Typical issue right now, meaning that nobody's changing their mind in this election, or very few people. There's very few people up for grabs. They're the people who know they love Donald Trump, or even if they have some doubts about his personality or his character, they're going to support him because they like what he's doing. And there's people who hate Donald Trump. And there are very few people in the middle who are standing there, kind of.
So are you saying that Donald Trump is going to have more to do with immigration than the subject itself?
Well, I think Donald Trump has, as I was saying as we were ending the last segment, people can go either, 60% of the public can kind of go either way. If somebody reminds them of all the bad things that immigrants have done lately, or a few immigrants have done lately, you can turn them against all immigrants. And if you remind them of the good that immigrants do the country, they're favorable.
Yeah.
And Donald Trump and Donald Trump, like politicians trying to kind of follow in the Donald Trump way, have been reminding them of all the bad things. Donald Trump, whatever else you think of Donald Trump has there are very, very, very few immigrants are criminals. Tiny, tiny percentage, far fewer than
I don't,
say,
but I don't get the idea that you're not trying
but
to
wait,
say that
but
Donald.
Wait.
Okay. Go ahead.
So very few immigrants are criminals. Much smaller percentage than Americans.
I agree with that.
Donald Trump has a whole website. So Donald Trump, the Trump administration has a website where they talk about the most wanted criminals. And sure, immigrants. Sure, you can find, 10 criminal drug dealers to put up there. But Donald Trump would like people to believe that all immigrants are criminals.
Yeah,
and then,
I don't take it that way, Tamar. I swear to God, I pay attention to these things, and I don't take it that way. But I do believe that there are a lot of immigrants, illegal immigrants, who cause a lot of problems. And I don't mean most of them. I mean, but there are enough of them. There are a lot of them.
Yeah.
Here's a question. Let's get to a specific issue. And that's the ICE. You think the ICE argument is going to change?
Yeah. No. That's a ridiculous argument. See, that's the point. The Democrats make that other ridiculous argument.
That's not a smart position for them, is it?
No enforcement. Well, people have opinions.
It's a fundraiser, isn't it?
Take the opinions of the people they hear, right?
Yeah.
So if Donald Trump says they're all criminals, it's easy for a lot of people to believe maybe they are all criminals. And if the Democrats say ICE is the fascist occupying force and we should get rid of it, it's easy for a lot of people to believe that.
Tamar, I love you, but I don't think you're accurate when you say Donald Trump says all immigrants are bad. I just reject that. I don't see that.
I see symmetry. I see
yeah.
symmetry. You and I can.
But I will tell you.
And I'm not a Donald Trump hater. I think I see things that Donald Trump has done right well for the country.
Would you agree, though, that nobody should have to defend ICE as an organization?
Yeah. No. But I totally agree with that. And I think, we'll never have – I believe we should have a country that's open to immigrants, and we'll never have a country that's open to immigrants unless we have good enforcement.
We have to –
We want the immigrants who are good for America to come here And it's the only way to do that. And we want it to be beneficial for Americans. It's not about immigrant rights. It's about what's beneficial
well,
for Americans.
I think the thing,
and
I think
you can't
the thing
have that,
that
unless you have some enforcement.
I think the thing that Trump, when Trump acts like the way you say he does, what he's talking about is what I think a lot of Americans agree with, and that is we have to control our borders. If we don't control our borders, we don't have a country.
And I'm 100% for that. But I think Trump, you know, again, let's not, we don't have to argue about Donald Trump, right? But I think Donald Trump goes further than that. I 100% agree we need to control our borders. There's no question about that.
Well, do you think the ICE argument by the Democrats is going to be any kind of anything more than just raising money? Do you think it's actually going to make people vote for them because of that?
People
in the middle.
Yeah, sure, some Latinos and some people who like to think of Trump as sort of a fascist. You know, it's easy to, you know, immigration agents are people with, you know, if not guns, certainly
what kind of a strategy is it for a major political party to talk about a legal functioning serving a member of our law enforcement? What kind of a strategy is it for them to do that? I don't understand that. I'm sorry, I just don't.
Yeah, okay, but there's a different mindset out there. This is the point about politics. There's a whole different mindset that sees Donald Trump as an evil man.
I'm not talking about Donald Trump. I'm talking about ICE.
But wants to compare the Trump administration to the Nazis, basically.
Yeah.
And talking about an armed force in uniform plays into that stereotype.
I think it's going to be a loser.
You know,
I think it's going to – it may raise some money for them.
Maybe.
But I think at long term – it's more of a disconnect by those candidates.
Some voters.
It's more of a disconnect from. Hold on to that thought, Tamar. When we come back, I got to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to completely change topics. And we're going to lower the boiling point a little bit and talk about something Tamar and I completely agree on. And I do love her, by the way. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.